Welcome to the new podcast series by Curare Europe, where we aim to approach the topics of our business units both practically and in dialogue. Today, Sophie Ulla is talking with Simon Judson, head of Clarino, about Curare's sustainable and environmentally friendly high-end leather alternative. In the next 14 minutes, you'll find out everything you need to know about it. We hope you enjoy this episode and get inspired.
Today's episode of the Curare podcast is all about the Clarino division and how the high-quality man-made leather materials meet the highest demands on environmental and animal protection without compromising on design, feel and quality. Here with me today is Simon Judson, head of Clarino. Thank you very much for joining us today, Simon.
Thank you very much for having me, Sophie. It's a pleasure to be here, and I'm glad to be talking a little bit about our business unit, about our product and about the technologies that we use, the market that we are active in, and perhaps explaining a few words about the future of our business.
Now, with Clarino, Curare is revolutionizing the leather market without the use of animal skin. What is so special about the material?
Well, you know, what is special about the material is that it is, in fact, often called in English a man-made leather. And in fact, this comes from the fact that our technicians in the 1960s in Japan, through studying cross sections and genuine leather in great detail, they realized that we had, through our polymerization and our fiber technology, that we had the ability to recreate a man-made version of leather. And so what we have is we have a product that obviously has evolved over the years and basically recreates all of the features and properties of a leather. But because it's man-made, it has a number of additional advantages, be it in that it's lighter weight or more breathable than a genuine leather, for example.
So this trend has reached the fashion world and the material is a really important topic now there, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, the what you have to perhaps imagine is that Clarino can be used in almost any application where genuine leather has been used historically. And that's why it's often, as I said, called a man-made leather. Many people call it a leather from the roll because it's not an animal skin. It is, in fact, a man-made material.
Okay, so in other words, we're talking about a material this which feels like a real leather.
Indeed, it feels like a real leather. I've had experience myself at trade fairs where I've often watched customers who've taken the product, and I can see by the way they react, they smell the material because they think it is a genuine leather. It really does look like a genuine leather. It feels like a genuine leather. It wears like a genuine leather. So whether it's applied for shoes or for garments, it really is something that is very, very convincing. Yes, indeed.
So one of the biggest advantages is that consumers don't have to feel guilty about animal welfare?
Indeed, that's a good point. That not just the issues such as sustainability are really sort of, let's say, hot topics or big trends at the moment. The fact that we can offer a product which is seen as animal friendly or indeed even vegan is considered definitely an advantage. And quite recently, in fact, very, very recently, we've had a kind of breakthrough with two of the leading shoe producers, sports shoes manufacturers, both committed that they will adopt a new material from us, which we have specifically developed to be vegan or animal friendly, so that we have eliminated, for example, any of the animal fats which is used in the finishing, the softening of the product.
That sounds pretty cool. So you talked about that one of the applications are shoes. What other kinds of application?
Well, in fact, application-wise, you have to perhaps imagine the world of genuine leather, and we have a material that can replace any of the leathers that have traditionally been used. And so that means that our materials are used in the sports world. It could be for sports gloves, sports shoes, for balls, for example. A lot of golf gloves are using Amaretta as a product with strong non-slip properties. It can be used for garments, for example. It can be used for interior, for furniture, in car seats, It's also used in other applications inside the world of automotive. I mean, shoes, clothing, the fashion world is very much where we are used. And of course, one of the very, very important areas of business of the last 5 years or so has been the leather goods or the luxury brands. That's where we've also made a number of inroads with really some of our highest quality products.
Interesting. So we talked about the animal welfare, that the material is not harmful on animals or it's not made of animals. Are there any other areas where Clarino surpasses real leather?
Well, I mean, in terms of properties, a Clarino product will always be seen as lighter weight. So, for example, if you have a shoe which needs a genuine leather, which might be 1.2 or 1.4 millimeters thick, a similar product from us will always be around about 30% lighter. On the whole, most of them are more breathable, which obviously adds comfort. The product is certainly more durable in terms of longevity. And then, of course, another major advantage is, as I said, it's a product which is man-made, which means it has very uniform properties. It's not the shape of an animal, the skin of an animal. It is, in fact, a product on a roll, which has a very consistent width. It has a very consistent thickness. The color consistency is also very, very strong across the piece. So, and of course, you can have a much, much wider range of colors than you can perhaps achieve with a genuine leather.
We have already talked about the Clarino brand at all. Could you now tell us a little bit about the materials like Amaretta, Clarino Suede, Clarino Crust, and Tyrannina?
Yeah, sure. So we have a wide range of products. And as you just mentioned, a couple of the brand names that we use. So, for example, Amaretta is usually the brand name that is used for the nylon materials, the lighter weight nylon materials used heavily in the fashion industry, such as clothing, and also for bag lining, for example. Clarino Crust is a very interesting product. That's a material that was specifically developed for our leather replacement strategy, which means that we cooperate and work closely together with tanneries.
So Clarino Crust is really similar to Clarino Suede and Tyrannina. Can you tell us something about these products?
Yes, you're right. In fact, the similarity is that they are all produced on our CATS system or our CATS line in Japan, which stands for the Clarino Advanced Technology System. And this was developed as a pilot project already in 2006, but as a, let's say, scaled up production line from 2009, so we've had more than 10 years of experience. And these products are all produced waterborne or solvent-free, organic solvent-free. So we developed a process which at the time was revolutionary. Back in 2009, as I said, is when we started to launch materials from the CATS line. What you specifically asked about, Tyrannina and Clarino Suede are both waterborne or organic solvent-free materials. They are polyester-based and therefore available in a very, very wide range of deep and bright colors, which means that they're very, very popular with the fashionable customers, such as shoe producers, sports shoe producers, and also any of the fashion leading brands of leather goods, for example.
Okay. So to summarize, we can say Clarino offers nylon products and polyester products in all varieties.
Indeed. It's available in basically all thicknesses and all weights that are traditionally used in the genuine leather market. So whether it's for shoes, you tend to use thicker materials. When it comes to automotive applications, they tend to be thinner, but also very, very robust. And for the garment industry, for example, it's important to have lightweight and thinner materials.
Sounds good. Thank you. So as sustainability is, I think, in all business units of Kurare, a really important topic, what can you tell us about sustainability in the BU Clarino?
What I can tell you is that at the moment, without it being just a sort of buzzword, sustainability is almost everything. I could say almost sustainability, 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 because we are taking it very, very seriously. We are developing a number of phases or introducing a number of phases of materials which are sustainable. I've already talked about the products which are solvent-free or waterborne. We've had, as I said, 10 years experience of this. In 2020, this year, we have just launched our first material, which was a recycled nylon product. This is a world's first. We are the first producer to produce a material which is based on a 100% recycled nylon pellet. It's what's called a pre-consumer recycled nylon material. And we are very close to having the first bulk orders for this material to be used by a leading luxury brand. 2020-2021, we will be introducing also our recycled polyester materials. These are post-consumer recycled materials. That means that we actually take polyester bottles and they are crushed and recycled, as it were, and then turned also into pellets and then from that spun to fiber. So there is recycled nylon, recycled polyester, and then the future from 2021 onwards will probably go in the direction of bio-based materials. So we want to use plant-based products as a replacement of some of the more conventional fibers or more conventional polyurethane, for example.
Wow, that sounds like a lot to come for Clarino. Sounds really interesting.
I think so. I think if you were to take a snapshot of our product range today and take a look at it in 2 or 3 years' time, you will see that there is a significant difference. I would say that we're possibly adding twice as many products, and all of the products that we're developing at the moment are focusing in some way on the subject and the topic of sustainability, because in fact it isn't just, as I said, it isn't just a trend, it really is here to stay.
That's true. So what would you say, where can our colleagues here in all over Kuroray find more information about the Clarino business?
Well, obviously one of the answers is to go to our website. There is also the chance to download on the website any of our color cards, or also download technical data sheets or information about where our product is used and how it's used. You know, anybody, of course, can contact us inside the BU. We're always very, very happy to take questions. And, you know, I suppose the most obvious thing is to encourage people to perhaps buy some products out there in the market that use our materials. So that's maybe an area that we can also work on in our communication, is to explain to colleagues, or maybe to perhaps do a bit more of internal advertising of how our products and where our products are used.
Yeah, that's a nice idea. So thank you very much, Simon. We appreciate you taking time to introduce us to the Kuroray business unit Clarino today. It was a really interesting discussion with you, and I think we all got a lot of useful information.
Thank you to you as well, Sophia. It was a pleasure for me to share a little bit about our story and to explain about the direction that we're going into. Everybody is struggling and having hard times at this coronavirus impact, but you know, I can say with confidence that we have good times ahead of us, and we have a lot of good materials to enjoy further growth in the years to come.
Thank you.
Thank you as well.
Thanks for listening. We hope our podcast inspired you, and you now know more about what our colleagues at Clarino offer us and our customers. For more information, please contact the internal communication team on our intranet at intranet.curaray.eu. And don't forget to tune in again next time for more information on Kuroray's business units. See you then.